Lesson 5. Church, the body of Christ. Saul was a committed Pharisee. He was educated under a well-known rabbi named Gamaliel, and he knew thoroughly the Jewish law and traditions and practiced them. He could not accept Jesus and wanted to blot out that name from the face of the earth. One day, he was going to Damascus with orders from the authorities in Jerusalem to bind and bring to Jerusalem anyone who followed the teachings of Jesus. Suddenly, he was struck by a lightning from the sky and fell to the ground. He heard a voice speaking to him, "Saul, Saul, why do you pursue me?" Saul said, "Who are you, Lord?" He was told, "I am Jesus, whom you are pursuing. But get up and enter the city, and you will be told what you are to do." When he got up from the ground, he could see nothing. He was led into Damascus by his friends. Saul understood the significance of the lightning that struck him. He knew that it was Jesus of Nazareth, whom the Jewish leaders crucified and killed, calling him a blasphemer, had risen and spoke to him. "He is truly living. He lives and acts through his followers, the Christians, the church." This incident made him to believe this. Church, the body of Christ. The church is the body of Christ. It was a great insight of Saint Paul. Jesus made it clear to him that when he persecuted the Christians, he was persecuting Christ himself. Paul shares with us the same insight in his letter to the Romans. "For as in one body we have many members, and not all the members have the same function, so we who are many are one body in Christ, and individually we are members one of another." Paul teaches us that Christ is the head of the body, that is church. We are the members of his body, the church of which Christ is the head. It is from the head that power flows to the members. Likewise, from Christ, the head, we the members of the church receive power. As members, we remain subject to the head. There exists an essential union between the head and the members in human body. The same can be said from the relationship between Christ and the church. Again, the head and the members participate in the one and the same life. In the same way, we the members of the Christ share the same life that is in the head, Jesus Christ. Jesus nourishes the church. Jesus told his disciples that he would not leave them orphans, that he would be with them to the end of the age. Jesus ensures his constant presence in the church through the Word of God, the sacraments, and fellowship in the church. He leads us through his Word and nourishes us day after day through the Holy Eucharist. We become one with him by participating in his body and blood in the Eucharist. At the same time, we become united with one another by partaking of the one bread and the one cup. Thus, the fellowship in the church is reinforced. Various ministries in the church. We read in 1 Corinthians, "For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body through many are one body, so it is with Christ. Though there are many members in the body, each member has his own function to fulfill." There is a complementary nature among the members. This makes the functioning of the body effective. Thus, each member of the Christ has different functions. God has called each member to distinct and various services. Saint Paul says, "God has appointed in the church first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then deeds of power, then gifts of healing, forms of assistance, forms of leadership, various kinds of tongues. God gives necessary grace and gifts to each so that each can minister to the church. As children of the Holy Mother, the church, our duty is to acknowledge their gifts and serve the church according to the will of Jesus. We should use these gifts for the glory of God and the growth of the church. Do good to others and share with others what you have is the core of biblical teaching. It is more blessed to give than to receive. The one who loves Jesus loves the church. Just as we love Jesus, we should love His body, the church. We cannot love Jesus apart from the church, nor we can love the church apart from Jesus. We can love the church only if we see in it Jesus Himself. Jesus Christ lives in the church, and through the church He leads us, teaches us, and sanctifies us. Let us be aware of the fact that we are all members of the body of Christ and have special love and concern for the poor, the afflicted, the sick, the orphans, the widows, the aged, and the children. Word of God to read and meditate. Reading from the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verses 12 to 31. Word of God to remember. Now, you are the body of Christ and individually members of it. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verses 27. Let us pray. Jesus, the head and protector of the church, enable us to grow in you and in turn make the church grow through our efforts. My decision. I will participate actively in various activities in my parish. To think with the church. As all the members of the human body, though they are many, form one body, so also are the faithful in Christ. Also, in the building up of Christ's body, there is engaged a diversity of members and functions. There is only one Spirit who, according to His own richness and the needs of the ministries, gives His different gifts for the welfare of the church. Vatican II, the Church, number 7. To know the Mother Church. The Marthoma Christians were led by the bishops appointed by Chaldea patriarchs till the 17th century. As they were foreigners, the practical governance was carried out by the archdeacon, who was a native. The archdeacon was an unmarried priest. He was the leader both in the social and ecclesiastical matters. He was the judge in the internal affairs of the Marthoma Christians. He administered the church in the absence of a bishop and arranged the installation of a new bishop. It was the office of the archdeacon that unified Marthoma Christians. He was also known by names like Archdiakon Jadikukartavyan.